You now have in your hands the project that we've been working on pretty much nonstop, very, very late. Let me tell you what you have in here. First and foremost is a piece of paper. It says suggested items inventory list. Suggested items inventory list. Suggested items inventory list. This packet contains the data, the information, so that you can chart your progress, so that you can always know the score, that you will know exactly what you're doing wrong. You never have to ask me. It's going to jump out at you and slap you in the face and say, this is what you're not doing, and now you know everything you should be doing. Do the right things long enough consistently. This packet of information is going to tell you and chart your progress so that you know if you are doing the right things and if you are doing the right things consistently. This data is going to tell you if you are doing the right things and if you are doing the right things consistently. That's what this is going to do. Long enough, we know, depending on you, 2 to 5 years. And the good news is consistently will be determined by your desire and choice of commitment. There is no requirement here. If you want fanatically to go 5-star as soon as possible, yes, you're going to have to work 10 to 15 hours to 20 hours a week every single week for a period of 2 to 5 years. There's certain things you have to do. If you want to get those big biceps, you're going to have to go in and lift weights every single day. If you want to speak fluent French 1 year from now, you're going to have to go to take French lessons every single day for about 6 hours and ideally live in France so you're surrounded with that language, and then a year from now you will be speaking French. If you aren't willing to make that commitment of time, you won't be speaking French. But you don't have to make that commitment of time. All you have to say is, quite frankly, it's okay if I just speak a little bit of French. So I just want to take 3 hours a week in French classes. That's fine. You're not going to speak fluent French in a year, but you'll speak a little conversational French in a year. You with me? Same thing here. Don't feel compelled that you have to do everything here. Do what you feel good about right now. Do what's in your comfort zone, your comfort level. Do what you feel is right for you. Ideally, do it consistently. This is going to chart your progress. So the first sheet is suggested items inventory list, front and back. These are the items that I would suggest that you have. And when I, by the way, as you know, make a suggestion, it's a requirement. These are the suggested items if you want to go 5-star in the next 2 to 5 years. This is what you're going to need. Now, some of you think, I don't have the funds right now. I don't have the finances. That's fine. Start with where you're at. You don't need to get all these today. Now, if you want to do this and you can afford it without getting into financial pressure, then do so if you want to go 5-star very fast. But you do what you feel comfortable with. Do what you feel good about. Don't pressure yourself. You're not getting any pressure from me. Do what you feel good about. But if you really, 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 really want to go 5-star, say, I will commit the time. My only problem, KT, is the finances. I just don't have the funds to invest. I don't have the funds to put into the business. Then I would suggest, if you're really serious, sell some stuff. Sell that television. Cancel the cable. Because I've had people tell me, I am so serious, you have no idea, but I just don't have the funds. I just don't have the funds. I just don't. If I did, I would. I just don't have the funds. I go, how many CDs do you have? How many DVDs do you have at home? Oh, I got the best collection in the world. Do you have a Sony PlayStation or a Wii? Oh, I got the 360. Sell it. Huh? I go, you just told me you want to go 5-star. Yeah. Sell the Sony PlayStation 360. Huh? I go and sell the TV as well. Now you have enough money to go to the family reunion. You get enough money to buy some tools. Oh, I thought you said you were serious about your dreams. Bullshit. You're a liar.